If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
There is no religious activity that can clear your heart and conscience. Going to an AA meeting two times a day every day of the year will not clear your sin away. Going to church or mass or synagogue or mosque will not clear the sin away. Only one thing can.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, every year we go through that infamous season. No, not football or basketball season, when we may not be able to peel certain family members away from the TV. It's the flu season. The latest vaccine may or may not work all the time, but doctors assure us and experience shows us that the illness is less devastating with the prevention. Of course, there are those who maintain, despite all evidence to the contrary, that a dead virus vaccine cannot cause you to get the virus. They still get the flu from the flu shot. And then there are those who argue against any kind of vaccination. Well, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I won't weigh in, but I do get the flu vaccine most every year because bugs are everywhere. And that's the point. What we don't see affects us greatly. The surface of the table, the handle of the door, the railing, the faucet, the pen, even the hand of the person who shook another hand may look clean, but is it? And using hand sanitizers, are they truly helping or hurting? Do you wash in warm or cold water those hands? Well, deep cleaning for germs is important to keep our bodies healthy. But what keeps our spirits healthy? How can we clean our soul? We'll talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Tricia Brock reminds us of where rest is found. Jesus, I am resting.
I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving.
In Hebrews chapter 9, the writer goes through the rudiments of temple worship in Judaism, saying, "Now the first covenant had regulations for worship and also an earthly sanctuary. A tabernacle was set up. In its first room were the lampstands, the table, and the consecrated bread. That was called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a room called the most holy place, which had the golden altar of incense and the gold-covered ark of the covenant. The priests entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry, but only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people committed in ignorance." And then he goes on to explain, "This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshiper. They are only a matter of external regulations." Now, do you get it, my friend? This was talking about a religious system that was even designed by God himself. That's right, God designed what I just talked about. And if that was true for it, that it was only external regulations unable to clear the conscience of the worshiper, how much more any other religion or religiosity that any of us practice could have any different effect? Externals having to do with lighting that candle, eating or not eating that certain food, throwing that water, matching that law, that regulation, dressing that certain way. Well, it's to no effect. We work harder and harder, and even those who keep every point still feel like they fall short, and they do. Their heart and conscience still feels and is dirty. It's all kind of like spraying down that surface with clean water, but with no disinfectant. There is nothing really to clean up the germs. And what if the germs are totally resistant to disinfectants? What then? And even though the flu shot is formulated for certain types of flu, what about the others or other diseases? Well, you know the answer. It's just not working. Remember the young ruler who came to Jesus asking what he had to do to get eternal life? The paradox to this we might miss is that he was already doing all that he could do for that end. So Jesus says to him, knowing that, if you want to enter life, obey the commandments. To which the young man amazingly replies, "All these I have kept." That's what we're talking about. I would venture that none of us could say what he said, and yet after doing everything in the laws, being the most religious, he was still bothered by a dirty conscience, knowing he didn't have what it took to get to eternal life. What I'm trying to tell you is whether you are the most or least religious in any religion, you may hide it even from yourself, but the fact is, there is no religious activity that can clear your heart and conscience. Going to an AA meeting 2 times a day, every day of the year, will not clear your sin away. Going to church or mass or synagogue or mosque will not clear the sin away. Only one thing can: the blood of Jesus Christ. So the writer of Hebrews goes on in verse 14 and says this: "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that leads to death, so that we may serve the living God. There is, my friend, only one cleansing agent that can, for the first and final time, deal with the infection of sin. And it is not your or my religion. It is Jesus's sacrifice. That's because he was the only perfect sacrifice. Nothing else works. Everything else is like wiping a counter with our hand, thinking that cleaning the dust up deals with germs. It just doesn't. You know it, I know it. But when it comes to our soul, to our spirit, I cannot implore you enough. You can't clean yourself up. You need to put your trust in Jesus the Messiah. Only his blood can cleanse you, and he will cleanse you. So why don't you do this? Why don't you pray with me? Ask him to cleanse you. Say, "Dear Jesus, I have tried and tried and tried, and I am still dirty with sin. Please let your sacrifice be for me. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that simple prayer, if you prayed it sincerely, something's happened. So please call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, or you can write me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.